How did the mechanical engineering aspects of the AWACS antenna evolve or change as you went from overland radar all the way into the production designs?
Oh, huge change. The we used overland radar was like 3 foot by 10 foot.
Mm-hmm.
We bought sections of radome and mounted it up on the antenna range and did those tests. We did tests under the belly of Constellation, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big belly radome, so we did all that testing. And then came up with the design for the full scale array, and that's when I left. So I didn't have anything to do with the back end of the full scale array for the first testing. When I came back, they found out that with the array and its that configuration that they tested. You had a terrible maintenance problem getting into phase shifters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met with Boeing Company. We needed to have the manifolding behind the strong back and the antenna ahead of the strong back. And if you talk to structural engineers at Boeing Company, there's no... In his exact words, there's no way in hell you're going to get a hole through my bulkhead for this manifold assembly. And in that particular case, I went out to the parking lot with this guy for lunchtime. We argued over that point for a long time. We went out in the parking lot, and I said, oh, wait a minute, there's a Sunbeam Tiger. I want to go look at it in the parking lot. He said, that's my car. You want to ride? So... We came back from the ride, and he said, now let's talk about this plate again. And we got them to put the manifold behind the bulkhead so you could go up in there and take phase shifters out real easy. And that configuration is what they have now.